A newly completed Sunshine Housing Co-op now offers 69 dwellings in the city center at a six-story wood frame building made possible with $12.5 million in provincial government grants through BC Housing and a nearly $2.8 million land contribution from the City of Surrey. The previous Sunshine Housing Co-op was on land leased from the City of Surrey at 10744 133rd Street, and 39 of these households have moved to its new location at 13225 104th Avenue, where monthly housing charges range from $445 for a studio unit to about $3,000 for a three-bedroom home tied to household income. Sunshine's former site is now under development with the Surrey City Development Corporation, SCDC, featuring 1,800 homes adjacent to the Gateway SkyTrain station. Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke spoke at Friday's grand opening, saying Sunshine will offer deeply affordable rents. "This project exemplifies our collective commitment to creating a more inclusive and affordable and vibrant community, a city where everyone, matters," she said. "This redevelopment project doubles the facility that it replaced. It adds 30 new homes to our city, bringing the total of 69 units, an increase that will make a real difference for Surrey families. It's a mixed-income community with units designed to support a broad range of incomes and household sizes." Tom Armstrong, CEO of Community Land Trust, presided over the opening, followed by a ribbon cutting. "This is a day that's been many years in the making," he said. As the mayor said, this really is an example of what can happen when a municipality gets it right. Michael Heaney, CEO of the SCDC, said the corporation is focused on delivering what we call sort of impactful projects, which otherwise would probably not be developed either by the private sector or government on their own, and we typically partner with all of our projects. Heaney said it's currently working on development plans and rezoning for Sunshine's previous site, which will be consolidated with some adjacent properties around it to make a very large and comprehensive development capable of supporting about 1,800 units of housing, so we're going to be able to scale up housing to a degree that we weren't able to do that before. We're excited about that.